Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday, July 13th, 2015. So, Cameron, the last time you were in the studio here, you were a senior at Judah Christian School. You're in the midst of a production called Singing in the Rain, familiar with many of our listeners, and one of my favorites, actually, and I attended, and you guys were great.
Well, thank you.
Your mother, Angela Markham, at the time was single, and she was directing that and still very involved in Judah Christian School. In fact, my little six-year-old, my little kindergartner, now a first grader soon, is enjoying getting to know her, and Esther isn't here today, but the last time when you guys were in here, she kind of caught a vision of singing. She sings all the time now, and we had a keyboard in the studio at the time, but I think she's getting some musical tastes, if you will. I don't know. I want to see kind of where that goes.
No, she's doing great in music class because I've gotten to duck in there for a few times, a week or two, where I've actually gotten to help out and help teach music.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she appreciates your mom, and your mom's very gifted, but a lot has happened since you've been in here, and so we're going to start with what's going on currently and then what got you to that point, because there's something coming up in a few weeks at the Tuscola Community Building. So talk all about that and how people can get tickets and get more information and come out and enjoy How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, the musical comedy.
Yeah. Well, currently I am the director of How to Succeed in Business. I have been doing this production for a couple months now, since mid-May. It's been so much fun getting to pull a production together, not as an actor, but as a director, or not as a music director, but as a director. And it's been a pretty incredible experience working with a marvelous group of people, my stage manager, Chandra Galloway, my accompanist, Judy Zylstra, as well as the different people who have been helping out with the production. It's been a fantastic time. It's a really fun production. It's focused on the 1960s business world, a young individual rising to the top quickly and having it be humorous and sweet at the same time. It's a great production.
How did you get into this? I know you've had a lead role in other musicals, and you're now at college. So how does this work that you've come back home and you're employed or working with ARCON? What's that stand for?
It's the Actors Rural Theater Company.
Actors Rural Theater Company. And how did they get in touch with you? And I'm surprised that you're not having a lead role because you are gifted at acting and singing yourself.
Well, thank you. But I've actually worked with ARCO for the past two summers as well. Originally with my mother, as she was directing Sound of Music two summers ago. And I was the music director, as well as I was in the production, I was Rolf. And then last summer, ARCO hired me again, this time as music director and conductor. Then this summer, they hired me as director.
And I know you have a special calling that it seems like God is putting you in the strategic position, or at least developing you towards some things. But give some nuts and bolts so people can know when it is, how to get tickets, how to find out more information.
Well, the performance is How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, the musical comedy. It is July 23rd through the 26th. And July 30th through August 2nd. That's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for two weekends. The Thursday through Saturday are at 7 p.m., and then the two Sunday performances are at 2:30 p.m. And it's at the Tuscola Community Building, which is at 112 West North Central Avenue in Tuscola, Illinois.
And how do people get tickets, or is there a website or more information?
Yeah, I would suggest calling the ticket reservation number at 217-253-6699. And you can reserve tickets there, or you can also buy them at the door with cash or a check.
And the phone number again is 217-253-6699, 217-253-6699. So 7 p.m. performances Thursday through Saturday, and then the two Sunday matinees at 2:30. That's July 23rd through the 26th, and then July 30th through August 2nd.
Yep, and tickets cost $13 for adults, $11 for seniors, and $6 for youth, which is 12 and under.
And seniors, what age does that start at?
That is a question that would be great for me to find out.
Reason I ask, it's interesting. Somebody did a post, and you always have to kind of follow up on Facebook posts because people can put and say anything they want. But there are a number of senior discounts that begin at 50 and many at 55, many more at 60, and then obviously 62 or 65, the preponderance. But there are a number of restaurants, retail outlets, and other establishments that offer discounts, but you have to ask for them. That's the secret. They offer them, but they don't publicize them. So you might be 55 and eligible for a discount at like Burger King, but you have to ask. So sometimes we kind of assume it's 62 or 65, but it might be at 60 or even 50. And I'm interested in that number because I've seen that there are a number of senior discounts if you're 55, and that's my golden age right now. Call in that number, 217-253-6699. Tell them your age and ask if it's eligible for that senior discount. Now, this is like a musical comedy. As you mentioned, it's like somebody succeeding in business without really trying. Is there some romance? What kind of other subplots are in this musical?
Yeah, there's Finch, the main character, mm-hmm. J. Pierpont Finch, which is a play on J.P. Morgan, actually. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different jokes in the show relating to the business world, but Finch, the main character, is a window washer, and he goes into the business, the Worldwide Wicket Company, and he meets different individuals, including Rosemary. Hmm. Rosemary being a secretary, and the two develop a love interest, including songs Rosemary, where Finch realizes that he's in love with Rosemary, and Rosemary sings a song, Happy to Keep His Dinner Warm, where she sings about how she would be fine if Finch ignored her completely, as long as he married her. Yet throughout the show, she keeps complaining about how Finch is ignoring her.
And this begins at 7 p.m. and then 2:30 on the Sunday matinee times. Is there a break in the middle? I haven't been to the Tuscola Community Building. Are there refreshments? What else goes on in this building?
There's going to be an intermission, a 15-minute intermission. There's also going to be concessions.
Okay.
And the show should last until about 9:15. So it's about a two-hour production plus intermission.
Okay. Now, beforehand, we talked a little about this and your unique role being the director, but you have a heart more than just sharing your gifts and your skills and your passion for the arts. You have a spiritual desire for God to do more than just put on a good production that entertains people, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You see, at North Central University in Minneapolis, that's where I attend, I'm majoring in missions, intercultural studies. That is all because God's calling on my life to be a missionary, an international worker for Jesus, probably teaching English overseas as a way to get into creative access countries.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fun way that some missionaries like to put it, the creative access or restricted access, such as Christians are not allowed in the country, or if they are, they're not allowed to speak about Jesus or the gospel. And as part of that, I believe it is our duty as Christians to be missionaries right where we are.
Yeah, what's that word? Being missional.
We have to live a missional lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, the Great Commission, Matthew 28:19, it's all the world. That doesn't just mean over in some faraway country, but it means right where your 2 feet are. That is part of the world, and we need to be missionaries in that moment. And so part of my desire to do theater, which is a talent of mine that God has blessed me with, is to also glorify him by being a strong witness for him.
Mm-hmm. I know how God oftentimes will use a youth group on a mission experience going to, whether it's Haiti or different parts of the world, and they'll put on those skits or creative vignettes where they'll communicate a truth. Maybe something very common is communication or bullying or some concept we're all familiar with. But then we'll paint like the gospel interweaved in the message somehow, mm-hmm. or the person that holds their arms outstretched, representing Jesus and representing like God's care, concern, or compassion. And so there's so many different creative ways. And I know off air, I was maybe ringing your bell as I was recounting my vision for Great News Radio to someday God raising up a director that could utilize many people that have these skills of displaying through the arts, through through communication, through drawings, through the spoken word, through mimes, you know, biblical messages, and then putting them on at the mall and the high schools and various churches. And some of my vision is paralleling with what you want to do, even though this How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying the musical comedy, it's not like a Christian-based play, but you're using your skills to begin a dialogue, if you will, with people. How do you hope that God would use you in the future?
Well, I would say in the future, definitely working as a teacher within a community that has no gospel witness.
Mm-hmm.
But as for right now, right where I am, which is where God calls us to focus, He calls us to focus right where we are and to serve Him right where we are. I think that He's using me to, for one, not only live a good life in front of others, but to love others actively, to make sure that anyone I encounter discovers Jesus within me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not a passive thing, but it's not an aggressive thing.
It's
a happy balance where I'm living as Jesus would live wherever I am.
Yeah, it's that modeling, being, what's that verse, equipped to kind of defend or share your faith in all circumstances. And I think of that Colossians 3:23 or 3:28. They're both pretty similar. You know, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. And that was a concept, a principle I learned so many years ago. I was called to be a grocery store manager, paid by Jewel Food Stores, but ultimately really working for God. And so
exactly.
As I treated customers, as I treated staff, as I worked with employees, I worked as unto the Lord. And so it seems like as you would be a director, you would show patience and care and compassion. You would use your skills to refine their talents, to encourage them to come alongside, because there's a lot of rehearsals and effort and emotions being poured out and put into this. And so you can be kind of the hands and feet of Jesus coming alongside people, you know, when it's appropriate, sharing your faith, or when somebody's intrigued, why are you different? Why aren't you buckling under the pressure? Aren't you angry over that situation? You're like, yeah, that kind of hurt, or yeah, I'm a little bit annoyed, but there's a higher purpose at work here, or Christ has been at work in me, and you're exhibiting those fruits of the Spirit. So I'm maybe drawing a overarching principle for our listener that's tuned in today, that's like they're on their way to work, or they're trying to figure out where God is leading them, that in all things, we can be that witness, that disciple, that ambassador for the kingdom. And right now, God has you as a student at North Central, and yet you're having a heart and passion for missions, and yet you're trying to live it out locally here through this production, just on loving these people.
Exactly. And it's an active love, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can love someone passively. I can watch the news and think, oh, those poor people who are so hurt. But active love, what Jesus modeled for us, what He has for us, is something that is going to challenge you to do the tough thing. It means having the patience to sit down and hear someone out, even when you're tired and stressed and just overall overworked, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's taking the time to love people. You know, Jesus was maybe one of the busiest people because of His public ministry, and He also took time to have personal devotion with God early in the morning, late at night, sometimes all through the night, and yet He always made time for people, and it drew people to Him. It's a simple thing to love someone actively, yet it seems so difficult.
Mm. I wrote down as you were talking, if you looked and you thought, what's he writing down here? I'm taking notes on your little talk here. Intentionality.
I mean,
that's what you're kind of driven. Lord, equip me for this day, for the needs of those around me. Help me be proficient, efficient, you know, help me get the best out of this cast and those that I'm going to work with, so we can put on an entertaining production, a good show, and yet much more, that the people matter. Because I know sometimes I tend to be project-driven, and God brought conviction some years ago. Mark, people are not projects. Build those relationships. People are more important than the project. And so, though I know the goal is to put on a good show, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, really the undergirding cornerstone is, how do I serve these people, help them grow, and maybe expose them to God through who you are as a follower of Jesus?
Mm-hmm. And throughout all of this process, you know, because I'm also working another job during the day. I work at Stone Creek Church. And throughout all this process, working 13-hour days pretty regularly, it definitely is all dependent upon God's grace. And when my cast knows that I work another job, that's why I have them contact my stage manager or another person instead of me if they have a concern. But throughout all of it, I'm still going to love them, and they can always come to me if they have concern. And they know that. I mean, I don't have an office, but I would have an open door policy.
Right, right. Now, for maybe somebody who just tuned in the studio with me is Cameron Cornell. You may remember that name from last year. He was a senior at Judah Christian School, and he and some of the cast were in, and they were singing parts to Singing in the Rain, his mom, Angela Markham, which, by the way, I think you want to do a little shout-out. I'll digress for a moment here.
I do want to do a shout-out to my amazing mother, Angela Markham, and her new husband, Jeffrey Brewster. Congratulations to the both of you. You both are amazing, and I'm looking forward to seeing what God is going to do with your amazing marriage.
I guess just about 2 weeks ago, I was following some photos on Facebook. I think it's either Angela's posts or yours, and I'm thinking, somebody's married here? But I was thinking it was maybe Angela had a younger sister or a daughter or somebody. Just, you know, I didn't read the captions.
Well, I'm sure she'll appreciate
close.
The compliment there. But.
Yeah, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I didn't know. So congratulations, Angela. And I know she's so gifted. Now, is she helping with some of this production? Is she like an assistant to you?
She is not. That's one thing that has actually been quite quite entertaining, because normally I'm working for my mom, and you know, some people would think, oh, it's, you know, fair for your mom to now work for you. You've been doing all the grunt work for her. I've been, you know, whereas my mom is always the joyous one, the fun director. I've been the music director, big bad, you know, hey, be quiet.
Gotta keep the schedule, everyone.
Gotta keep the schedule in. But no, instead, I've made sure that she did not get involved, because she's always working. She's such a hard worker. It was her as a single mom who got me through Judah, a private school, and, you know, having to pay tuition for that, and raise me on her own, basically. And so, for once,
and
I'm
I might
able
add,
to
and has done a very good job. So kudos to Angela, and well done that you did very well at Judah Christian School. You're now attending North Central. Is it Christian College, Christian University?
It's a North Central University. It is a Christian university.
Okay, great. International Ministries, what's your major? Where are you?
It's specifically called Intercultural Studies.
Intercultural Studies, and that kind of equips you to be effective in the mission field, wherever that may be?
Yeah, it's a revamped term that's come along in the past 10, 20 years, but it used to be Cross-Cultural Studies, and then before that, it was Missions major.
Okay. Well, well done, good and faithful servant, and I'm excited for your mom and for this special production, this musical comedy coming to the Tuscola Community Building located at 112 West North Central Avenue. The musical is starting Thursday night, July 23rd, running through Sunday, July 26th, and the Sunday is a matinee at 2:30, otherwise Thursday through Saturday night at 7 p.m., followed by the next week, Thursday through Sunday, July 30th through August 2nd, the same 7 p.m. for the Thursday, Friday, Saturday show, and then Sunday, August 2nd at 2:30. To get tickets, you can call 217-253-6699, 217-253-6699. You can get tickets at the door, but call ahead, and if you have any questions or need directions or have any other wonderments, just call that number, and they'll be happy to answer your questions. In our closing couple minutes here, Cameron, how can we pray for you specifically for the future? And I know you obviously want this How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying to be a good show, entertaining, and yet some good family fun and a wholesome production that our Great News Radio listeners could feel comfortable attending.
Yeah, speaking to that specifically, normally musicals contain content that maybe is not the most appropriate for young children. However, the great thing about having directors and actors and other staff members who are Christian in the theater world, and this can apply, of course, across a broad spectrum, business or academics, whatever, but we are able to bring about a production that is wholesome, that, you know, funny, and there are going to be jokes that only the adults get, and they're still going to be funny things for the children to get. I'm a child at heart, let's be honest. And so I'm able to, you know, laugh alongside the kids and the adults I'm giggling at how a character looks goofy or how he's being funny, how a girl is being whatever. And it is a fantastic production that I really would encourage everyone to come out and see and support ArtCo and to support this production, not just because it's going to be a great show, but also because of the fact that as brothers and sisters in Christ, I think it's our duty to support different people who maybe wouldn't get as much attention. Mm-hmm. ARTCO is in Tuscola, and that is not necessarily a hub of theater and of the theatrical world. You know, it's a little bit outside of that radius. However, it's a great theater that is going to surprise many people with the quality of the production. We actually have a few actors and people who are from Judah Christian. Hmm. We have different staff members who are on different church boards or the like. Also, personal shout out once again, my now stepdad, Jeff Brewster, is actually in this production. Mm. He's one of the main characters. So, you know, I would say come out and support him because he's a pretty great guy. So.
And I know you talked to CJ, the Singing Men manager, about an opening for some of the Singing Men to participate in a song or something near the end or part of the
production.
Yeah,
we're hoping to get some of the Singing Men of WGNN to come in and do a cameo appearance. I've always loved listening to the Singing Men's concerts, and I know that you will love seeing this performance and seeing different aspects of the community from Champaign, from Mahomet, from Tuscola, and the other towns come together and create a great production.
Hmm. All right, listening friend, it's beginning July 23rd. That's a Thursday, and it runs through Sunday the 26th, and then the following week, Thursday through Sunday, July 30th through August 2nd. To find out more or to purchase tickets, you can call 217-253-6699, 217-253-6699. Well, Cameron, we're kind of out of time. SRN News won't wait. Thanks for coming out to the studios. We wish you well with this production, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, the musical comedy, and we'll be praying up how God will equip you for the days ahead as you're studying at North Central University in Minneapolis. So, hey, thanks for being available today for the Monday edition of ARK and Friends.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
How to observe personnel. How to select whom to lunch with. How to avoid petty friends. How to begin making contact. How to walk into a conference room. That idea.